Tune in to the JB Show, 7:45 to 8:30 on Thursdays, where we talk about everything and anything from playing music to having a great time live on air. My name is Bryson.
I'm Jace. Tune in every Thursday from 7:45 to 8:30.
Good morning and welcome back to the JB Show on WBDG Giant 90.9. That was me and Jace, and then before that it was Dixie D'Amelio and Liam Payne on WBDG. My name is Bryson.
I'm Jace. The mic fell. I'm Jace, yeah.
As always, we are your two hosts.
Yep.
Alright. We're gonna get this segment on a little bit earlier than we usually do.
Okay.
Overrated, underrated Christmas movies. How it works, if you guys are new. Hopefully next year, I wanna add a little like soundboard, something that like gives us an intro for the game we're playing.
Yeah.
But before that, you'll have to deal with our wonderful voices.
Woo.
So, overrated or underrated, quite simple. If the topic is colors, Jace will give me a color. He will say purple, and I will say if purple is overrated or an underrated color, and I will state why. It is no different for each topic. Jay says, you know, certain foods, whatever. It all varies. So whatever the topic is, we have to say something in that certain topic. For example, Christmas movies, Home Alone. If Jay said that, I would say I think Home Alone is overrated, underrated. I think you get the gist of it, especially if you've listened to us before. But for any new listeners, that is how overrated or underrated works. Jace, you want to kick it off or me?
I got you.
All right, hit me.
Family Christmas Vacation, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. The one with Cousin Eddie.
Oh. My family's actually watched that a lot this year. The last couple of years, if it's the same.
Yeah, it has one guy in it.
Hold on. When did it come out?
Like, 80s.
80s?
Maybe 90s.
Hold on. Christmas Vacation. Yeah. Yeah. No, I... 89. I haven't seen this movie a ton, so I'm just going to say perfectly rated for now.
Yeah, I watch it every year, so...
I've not seen it.
I watched it every year since I was like 5.
I've not seen all of it, but...
It's a good movie. It's just... After watching it, probably... Let's see, I'm 17... At least 30 times. It's kind of just whatever at this point. I know almost all the lines. I know almost everything about it.
I actually have no idea if this song has anything to do with Christmas. I mean, I assume so.
What's it called?
Christmas Tree Farm? I mean, it has Christmas. The Christmas is literally the first word. So
I don't think it's actually about Christmas, though.
We're just going to send it.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Ha! Just send it, dude.
You're not a surfer, dude.
Nah, dude.
Hitting those gnarly waves.
The gnarly waves, dude.
All right. Ooh, don't do that one. That we'll go Grinch live action. I personally like the cartoon better.
Underrated.
I don't know if that's a hot take.
That it just depends cartoon if you movie? Like Jim Carrey or not, because it's a lot of Jim Carrey all at once.
Dude, have you seen the makeup like fast sped up transformation like?
Yeah, it's like I know what you're talking about.
It took like 6 or 7 hours or something.
Yeah.
Bro, you're not about to sit me in a chair for 6 hours to do some makeup.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess when you're paying me a couple mil, maybe.
Yeah, I mean.
So, you said what?
I said it was underrated.
And why is that?
Because it is one of the best Christmas movies of all time. Jim Carrey does his absolute best. Like, peak Jim Carrey was the Grinch live action. I've seen the musical. I love The Grinch, everything about it. But the live action, there's nothing quite like it.
There's a Grinch 2018 movie?
Yeah, it's animated. It's from Illumination, DreamWorks.
That is not...
No, you have to look up like the 70s or 80s one.
Oh, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yeah.
66.
Oh, wow.
Jeez. Grinch is an old guy.
Yeah, he's no wonder he doesn't like Christmas anymore. It's been around for a while.
Yeah. And you are not the Grinch because you're listening to WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. What a transition.
W transition. Oh, my God. Clap it up, chat.
Okay. I have Home Alone for you. Classic. No.
Overrated.
No two. No nothing. Just overrated. Straight up Home Alone. Okay, you're just wrong. Greatest Christmas movie of all time.
No shot.
Absolutely.
The villains carried.
Timeless classic.
The villains carried.
It's the greatest Christmas movie of all time.
If we were going there, the villains definitely carried.
Nah, I think the movie is perfect.
That movie is not perfect.
Wait, so the 2000 version is the one with Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Dang, he's been at, I guess,
mm-hmm.
24, 2000. It's not that long, actually.
Yeah. They should have made Sylvester Stallone the Grinch.
You know what's
crazy? That would have been funny.
You know what's crazy? We're closer to 2030 than we are. Actually, we're the same amount of time away from 2030 than we are to 2016.
That's sad.
Yeah.
What was I doing in 2016?
I was probably watching Minecraft videos on my iPad.
That's exactly what I was doing. Dante DM, the GOAT.
I was a popular Moe's guy.
Oh, you're one of them. Okay.
I also watch NTDM.
Yeah. Good save, buddy.
Why, though?
Why the Grinch? I mean, why Home Alone's so overrated?
Yeah.
Because it is.
You can't just say it. I need some valid explanation.
When someone says the word Christmas movie, the first movie they think of is Home Alone.
Absolutely.
And it should never... never be like that, though. It should always be how the Grinch Stole Christmas, the original or the Jim Carrey one, or if you want to sprinkle in some adult scenes.
You realize Home Alone was made before the live-action Grinch, right?
Yeah, but Grinch is way better.
I disagree strongly.
Jim Carrey did his thing.
The original Grinch is only 26 minutes.
Yeah, it's not very long.
Wait, hold on. What is the one I'm thinking of, then? Because there's an actual, like, hour. That's not the 2018 one, is it?
Probably.
But there's a Grinch musical.
There is. I've seen it. It's very good.
Okay. All right. Your next movie.
This one's a little interesting.
I looked up Christmas movies on Google, and it popped up Trolls.
Yeah, Trolls has a Christmas movie. Die Hard. I have a very controversial opinion on Die Hard.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say my opinion right now.
Is it a Christmas movie?
They say it's a Christmas movie because it came out on Christmas. With that terminology, Playboi Carti's Whole Lotta Red is a Christmas album because it came out on Christmas.
Here, I'll read you the... It says, a New York City policeman, John McClane, is visiting his wife and two daughters on Christmas Eve. He joins her at a holiday party at the headquarters at the Japanese-owned business she works for. But the festivities are interrupted by a group of... Okay, I can't say that. Who take over the exclusive high raids and anyone in it. Very soon, McClane realizes that there's no... It just goes on and on.
Yeah.
So, Christmas Eve, I guess, is your gist there. All right, give me another one, though. It also...
I don't watch a lot of Christmas movies. I won't lie.
I have the
Peanuts Christmas movie.
The what?
The Charlie Brown Christmas movie.
Oh, that's perfectly. I mean,
yeah, it's hard to beat that.
No one disses on Charlie Brown, bro.
No, he just.
If you don't like Charlie Brown, you're probably the problem.
Yeah, facts. Especially Pigpen. Pigpen's the goat. He just smells. That's his entire character dynamic. He just smells.
Okay. All right. Before we go. The goat. On another break, I have an honorable mention for you if you've ever seen it. If not, because in my opinion, this is probably the most controversial movie of all time. Christmas movie. Not in the fact like it's bad or anything like that.
It's just, yeah.
People debate every year whether this movie is good or not. So I feel like we kind of have to do it.
Okay, what?
Elf.
Greatest, one of the greatest Christmas movies ever. The memes. The clips. Will Ferrell.
The thing with Elf is...
Why do people, like, debate that? It's such a good movie.
People debate it every year.
How?
Every year.
How?
I.
That was prime time Will Ferrell.
That movie came out in 2003.
My mom graduated high school 2 years before that. Just, like, to throw that out there. So I wasn't even thought of. But I still feel connected with that movie.
Throwing your mother under the bus.
Nah, she's fine. She's a trooper.
Oh, I think you just have to have a required... I don't know.
Santa!
Elf is interesting when it comes to the movie aspect. Because there's also... You gotta think. There's movies made for certain reasons.
Yeah.
There's movies... made for, like, the diehards and the people that will criticize movies and, like, do whatever. And yeah. Then there's the movies just that are made for kids. And I feel like Elf, in a way, is more targeted towards that area.
Yeah, it is. But I feel like with some of the jokes that they have in there, like him singing in the bathroom with that girl... That scene, that was definitely not a kid scene. And some of the jokes they make aren't really kid scenes, but it's just like they do it to just have the audience of an adult also want to watch.
You know what?
It's smart filmmaking, but...
You know what? Is Frozen considered a Christmas movie?
No.
I'm going to look it up.
Because if it is, I feel like it's arguably the greatest Christmas movie of all time.
Is Frozen... Not Frozen. Frozen.
Frozone.
Frozone's the guy from Incredibles.
Yeah. Where's my super suit? Yeah, that guy.
I have a scene that I can't say that's on. Like, it's from a different, like, made
movie. Yeah, okay. I know what you're talking about.
Is Frozen a Christmas movie? No, Frozen is not considered
a Christmas movie. It just takes place in the winter.
Despite its winter setting and snowy setting. Okay, anyways, we'll be back. We're going to give us plenty of time, about 11, 10 minutes, for our top 5 Christmas gifts we have ever received. Once again, you're listening to the JB Show on WBDG's Giant 90.9. Here is Christmas Tree Farm by Taylor Swift.
Woo!
Woo! Woo!
Broadcasting 400 watts of pure radio power. Giant 90.9.
Welcome back to the JB Show on Giants 90.9. I am Bryson.
I am Jace.
You're listening to the JB Show. Sing your line.
The JB Show.
All right.
Yeah.
So, oh my goodness. So, I do want to talk about real quick before we go into our top five Christmas gifts of all time.
Yep.
There is a big old game going on in the world of college football tomorrow.
Very exciting.
IU faces Notre Dame. It's going to be the Hoosiers versus the Fighting Irish. It's not what the show's really about, but it's the biggest game for IU history. It's going to be probably the most watched game in college football, Indiana-wise, like, in a while.
Yeah.
So, it is going to be exhilarating and exciting. That is tomorrow, 8 p.m., I believe. So, who you got, Hoosiers or the Fighting Irish?
Okay, so here's my thing. As some of you guys probably don't know that I was listening, I actually like sports. I don't talk about it a lot, but I used to play sports a lot, and I've loved the analytics side. But we all know how Notre Dame get in that postseason. They're trash. But I feel like they arguably have the top defense in the country right now. And if they can figure out how to beat Curdy Poo and the IU Hoosiers, I think Notre Dame has us. But on that being said, IU has a really good chance. Even though they're not at home. My voice is dying. But yeah.
Okay, so for the sake of, I know we have a lot of time, but we could also end on a long song. For the sake of Mr. Jace over here, we are going to change today's topic, or not topic, today's segment from top five to top three.
I had five.
Yeah, well,
top three. Okay, cool.
Because I also think I forgot my other two.
Yeah. That's good.
Hold on. I mean, I can think real quick.
We can do top three. It's fine.
Okay, top three. You go first.
Okay. Number three, I got shoes, because I always be getting shoes for Christmas.
Any specific type of shoes, or like why they were so good?
I know one year I got a pair of Jordans. They were like some random Jordans. They were hot pink and black.
Okay.
They were for basketball when I was like 8. I love those things. I wore them all the time. Then one year I got like 3 pairs of Crocs or something.
Do you still have them?
No, I do not. I ended up giving them to my cousin, I think. Or a whole balloon, one or the other. But yeah, shoes. I love shoes. I love fashion. So I get a lot of that kind of stuff. So all that will be in there. What about you?
My first one is literally just last year. I went on a little, I want to say like sports trip almost.
Yeah.
We went, my dad bought me Pacers and Colts tickets last year.
Nice.
And it also helped a lot that the game I went to was the best game of the Colts season. It was the Colts versus the Texans last year. So, awesome game to be at in person. Great gift. Man, that weekend was just great. That game was exhilarating.
Yeah, that was a good game. I remember watching it.
And the Pacers won as well.
Oh, nice. Who'd they play?
I think the Hawks that week. The Hawks or someone like that.
Yeah.
But
Trae Young with the beard still makes me feel funny. I don't like it.
What?
I don't think he's ever really fit the beard look. But he looks like an old man, so I guess it works.
Okay.
Love you, Trae Young. Ice Trae. My number two is Indy Fuel tickets.
Oh, okay.
I love hockey, and it meant the world to me to be able to go to a game with my uncle, who works a lot, and my mom. And, yeah.
Yeah, I want to go to a hockey game real bad.
So the fun thing about it was, in the first 3 seconds, there was a fight. Like, they dropped the puck, and after that, there was a big fight. That was really cool.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
What do you even fight about 3 seconds into it? Like,
they were talking before the match. You could see them, like, talking to each other.
Just a little bit of trash talk.
Yeah, and in hockey, they have short tempers, so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's your number two?
Hold up. Before I get to my number two, me and Santa got some beef.
Oh, let me hear. Because me and Santa also have some beef.
Why? I took, I will show you the picture, actually. As a matter of fact, I got proof, Santa.
Dang, he got proof.
Okay. So, I was just doodly daddling around Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Doing what I was doing. Yep. Just chilling. Doing my thing. Had Santa tracker on. Watching my phone.
Nah, some would say he was doing his own thing. Call Miles Morales.
You want to see? Hold on. Can you tell me? Why? This is not the right picture. Hold on. I have to go on Snapchat for it. But can you tell me why Santa likes to go to every single country besides ours?
Because the time zones, dog. The time zones are different. They're all ahead of us.
Mm-hmm. So tell me why, Martha. This is 2024-3. Yap away real quick.
Okay, so pretty much my thoughts on Beats headphones are...
Mm. Mm-hmm. Morocco!
Fire.
When he should be in America.
Yeah.
All right. Next gift is my PlayStation 4 I received in 2016.
Nice.
That was the hot stuff. PS3 was starting to go out.
Yeah.
PS4 was starting. I think PS4 was what came out in 2013. So it was like the next, that and the Xbox One were like the hot gifts from 2013 to like 2018.
Yeah, for my Xbox, my first Xbox, I just randomly got it. Like, I didn't buy it or anything. It was just given to me. Like, for no reason. It was in the middle of November.
Okay. Fair enough. Maybe you.
I was by one of our family friends. He was like, yo, you want this? So I was like, sure. so I got it.
Fair enough.
My number one, I remember this day vividly. Yeah,
my PS4 passed away, though.
Oh, really?
2021. It actually lasted a pretty long time. I can't remember what. I think the fan went out or something. So it went, it kept getting too hot.
Yeah.
Something happened to where it would get too hot, yeah, or something.
Rest in peace, your PS4.
Yeah, and then I got another PS4. That fan didn't work. Then I got another PS4 that stopped working. We had to replace it, but now it's good. And I've had that PS4 for like 2 years now.
So you've had a lot of PS4s.
Just three.
Yeah.
Well, the other one I only had for like a week, 2 weeks. So.
Okay. My number one's instruments, like musical instruments. When I was three, I got a bunch of them. I got a microphone, which isn't an instrument, but I got a microphone, a guitar, drums.
Mine have not been in order.
Oh.
Of how much I've liked them.
Oh. Well, mine are. So, yeah, if you know the classic Tinkle Twinkle Little Star, I had my cover of it. I would just casually say it's the best cover of it. Two or three-year-old me knew how to sing back then. Now I don't. My voice is so scratchy all the time. I can't sing to save my life.
Mm-hmm. All right. My last gift. I just received it last year, the old PS5. Family gift, though.
Nice.
So it wasn't like a me.
It was for the fam.
For the family. But I do play it quite often.
Yeah.
And it's a great... I mean, you can really tell the level of quality between the PS5 and PS4.
Yeah.
Games just feel a lot smoother. I'm not gonna lie, I don't know if it's because the TV I play on, but I really don't notice a big difference in the graphics.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
PS4 probably is just the TV.
PS4 will always hold my heart because that's what I've had since the beginning.
Yeah.
That's what I played all the old games on. That's what I played old Fortnite on.
I played on the 360 more than I played on the one.
I played on my DS and my I think my first console. Ooh, I'd have to ask my dad or mom that. I don't know if my PS3 or my DS came first.
My DS came first.
I think it was also my DS. And I got
Pokemon Black 2. That was my first game. I had a lot
of Ninja Turtle games on the DS.
Were you a Ninja Turtles kid?
Oh, yeah.
Who was your favorite?
Oh, I don't remember. I'm going to say Leonardo.
He's the blue one, right?
Leonardo, he's the leader in blue.
Yeah. I liked Mikey.
Yeah, no, mine probably was Mikey. Then, yeah, I liked them all.
Yeah.
But, anyways, everyone, for the final time in 2024, this is Bryson and Jace signing off on WBDG's Giant 90.9. You have listened to the JB Show. We hope to continue this wonderful journey with you next year, because I did not mean to do that. My bad. But, yeah. Sorry, got a little excited. Started playing the song a little early.
Yeah. It's cool, though.
Anyways, yeah, we're going to sign off for the last time in 2024. Have a wonderful break, wonderful Christmas, and we will see you all in 2025. Peace out.